Games of Hoops on a Sunday night, the Magic end Cleveland's 16-game win streak. We have a battle of the injury-depleted teams in the Mavericks and 76ers, and the Timberwolves now have the highest win streak in the NBA. My name is Shlomo Stark. Levy is taking the day off, and this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Game of the day, Orlando-Cleveland, because this was really impressive win by Orlando. Magic wins 108-103. Cleveland's 16-game win streak finishes. Paolo Banchero, 24 points, 11 rebounds. Franz Wagner, 22 points, 8 rebounds. For Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell played well, 23 points. Jared Allen, 20 and 12, but they just could not come through with the W. It was a complete stunner. The Magic have been cold these last few weeks, and this is a really, really, really impressive win. The Cavs have lost now for the first time since February 4th, which is like a month and a half. Cavs missed. They lost by five, and they missed five shots, three by Donovan Mitchell in the final minute. Banchero's 16-foot jumper put the Magic ahead 104-103 after a bad miss by DeAndre Hunter. Then Pope made two free throws with 31 seconds to give the Magic a three-point lead. And like I mentioned, the Cavs just could not come up with a W. This was Mitchell's first game back after missing two games with a sore groin. The Cavs were denied the first team to win 17 straight since Phoenix did it in 2021. Caveat, there was no Evan Mobley, who has been out for a couple days dealing with a bruised foot. Listen, Orlando may not resemble the same team that took Cleveland to seven games in last year's playoffs because of their season-ending injuries for Mo Wagner and Jalen Suggs, but they did show plenty of grit, giving the Cavs their second loss in 22 games. So mad props to the Magic. Next, I got to give props. This was a terrible team. These are terrible teams, but it was a good game, good finish. Portland beats Toronto 105-102. Anfernee Simons scores 22 points. Kamara scores 21, Deni Avdija 19, my guy. But hero of the game, Matisse Thybulle, who has not played in a long time, finishes the game with a block, a beautiful, beautiful block on Toronto, and that ends up winning the game. Do I want to say more about this game? Not really. Poeltl and Agbaji scored 19 apiece. Scottie Barnes finished with 16, 6, and 6, including a really nice pass from like beyond half court to Agbaji for an alley-oop layup, but he did have six steals, so that was pretty cool. But this is a nice win for Portland, who is becoming frisky, and I've been liking them recently. Next, Minnesota beats Utah 128-102. Anthony Edwards scored 41 points, so that's kind of cool. Props to Anthony Edwards, but they went eight straight, which is now the best streak in the NBA. Warriors right behind them with seven. It's super interesting because the West, the 7 and 6 seed now are the Warriors and Timberwolves, and they have the two highest win streaks in 8 and 7. They're the hottest teams in the NBA right now, unless you want to say Cleveland is, which I wouldn't argue with that, but they just lost and technically have a one-game losing streak. So I want to give mad props to Minnesota. Next, OKC beats Milwaukee 121-105. Listen, this is just a classic Thunder game. SGA scores 31. Hardenstein, 24 and 12, 11 of 15 shooting. Just, wow. The Hardenstein has just been great for them. I knew this as a Knicks fan that he would be, but he's been really, really good. No Jalen Williams, no problem, as the Thunder take care of business against Milwaukee. It's very, very, very difficult to beat this team. Even if you do have Giannis having a triple-double, 21, 12, and 10, it is hard to beat this Thunder team. Next, Lakers take care of business in Phoenix. Well, actually, they took care of it in LA because it was a home game, but they beat the Suns 107-96. Luka Doncic did pretty much everything. He scored 33 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 13 of 14 from the free throw line, completely dominated the game. He had 17 points in the first half. Durant, Beal, and Booker combined for 17 points in the first half. This Suns team is going all the way down. This Lakers team is got the arrow pointed up, and congrats to them. Next, the injury-depleted game I was talking about in the intro. Philadelphia beats the Mavericks 130-125. Talking about a game where the leading scorers for Philly was Quentin Grimes and for the Mavericks was PJ Washington. The Mavericks are in a really interesting spot where they might have to start forfeiting games because they have too few players because everyone's getting hurt and they can't sign more players on 10-day contracts because of the first apron and tax issues. So we're going to keep an eye on that. They are around 8 or 9 days away from potentially forfeiting some games. Next, these last two games were just kind of lame, so I'm not going to talk about them for so long, but Brooklyn beats Atlanta 122-114. Nets just, they're continue to be frisky. Their coach is great. For Cam Johnson and Keon Johnson, I guess, but Cam Johnson led them in points with 28, and Keon Johnson had 22, so props to that. Props for that, and I want to give James Harden props in the last game of the day. Next, Clippers beat the Hornets 123-88, but James Harden was just phenomenal. Double-double, but like a nice double-double. It's not just like an okay double-double. Not all double-doubles are created equal. James Harden had 31 points and 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 9-15 shooting, just was completely dominant all ends of the floor. Kawhi Leonard, 23 points, 9-16 shooting. Love this Clippers team lately. I feel really bad for Charlotte. I want them to do better, but give props to Mark Williams, who has 18 points and 15 rebounds. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I'm looking forward to going back with Levy tomorrow. I want to thank you, Max, for producing. I want to say that I missed everybody while I was on holiday. I want to thank you for listening.